Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. A warning, some may find this next story distressing. A Whitsundays man has had his case mentioned in court, facing charges relating to child indecent treatment and possessing exploitation material in Brisbane South. Police allege the 28-year-old used an online chat platform to communicate with a 13-year-old boy before attempting to meet him in person. His matter was heard in the Brisbane Magistrates Court yesterday, where he was granted bail to return to North Queensland with strict conditions. The federal member for Capricornia has labelled the state government's Pioneer Burdekin Pumped Hydro project a short-sighted energy plan. It says Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has thrown his support behind the Queensland government's jobs and energy plan, which includes the controversial project. Michelle Landry says the estimated cost has already blown out by $6 billion in 2 years and is questioning just how costly the project will be. Premier Stephen Miles faced questions at the Yungala community meeting last week, where locals demanded answers on the impact of the region's platypus population and the need for the resumption of about 50 homes. And sugar has the huge potential for creating clean energy. That's according to Australian sugar milling CEO Ash Chalandrani, who says biofuel made of sugarcane has the potential to power 850,000 homes.
We are one of the only sources of renewable energy that's synchronous. That means we can produce energy when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow. And so we want a payment for that like other synchronous generators like coal generators as well.
The Australian Sugar Milling Council's made a submission in response to the federal government's consultation on its electricity and energy sector decarbonisation plan. Updating some local sport news now and checking on round 5 of the Queensland Cup. The Mackay Cutters head to Toowoomba to play the Western Clydesdales on Sunday. They'll be looking, no doubt, to get back in the winner's circle. While in the women's competition, our girls head to Bishop Park in Brisbane. They clash North Devils tomorrow.